during worship of some sort of picture. I feel like someone saw a picture that's pretty significant, or a vision, or God reminded you of something that you had seen. Anybody? They want to share? Come on. You have something. You, Sally, you did something? Yeah, perfect.
Just a moment ago, I saw the Lord walking around to each person, and he had this long matchstick, and he was lighting something in each one in this moment, and all the flames were different colors. And so that's what I saw.
Just that one, when it says defender of my heart, and at first I thought, well, you know, we're called kind of defend our heart or guard our heart, but I saw this vision of myself in just in battle. I thought of the scripture to stand, to put on the armor of God and stand, and I saw myself in a battle of kind of old, you know, where they would be on the horse and I had the gear, and I was just like, so even though I fight, he is my admiral, he is my commander, he is the one in charge, and we are in the army of God, and we are training in training ground right now as soldiers for what he's calling us to. So is this a reminder for me to just kind of give into that training piece, and a reminder that he still has that for me?
I'm just going to add to that real quick. I feel like, you know, God's calling us deeper. And, you know, we always talk about that. God's calling us deeper to submit to what he has. And we've been doing it, and we have been going deeper. But this is a calling that's deeper than the deep. And there's this enemy out there that's trying to stop us. And there's a lot of things that are going on right now. And we may feel like, yes, Lord, we want this. But then something happens, and it just prevents us. But know that God's saying, no more, no more. You have that power to say, no more. Keep going. But you have to say, no more. And you have to keep going. So I just encourage you, like, there's a lot coming up. You know, we're going to have a worship night with Sozo. And that's things that you need to get healed in your life to be able to go deeper. Even though we go deeper, he's saying, go deeper. So this is your time to get healing. There's things that stop us. There's people that stop us. And we have to say no more.
I saw an archery bow and an arrow. And I heard God say, the archery bow is my promise. And I'm calling you to hold on to my promises. To hold on to the things that I've said. Hold on to the things that I've declared about you. Because it's not about the bow, it's about the arrow. And the arrow is you, for I put you in my promises. And my promises only serve who you are. You are not the servant of my promises. My promises are because I believe in you. So I'm forming you, I'm fashioning you to be my sons, to be my daughters. And it doesn't matter what the enemy's resistance is. You are the sharp arrows that will meet every enemy in the place of influence, because the influence of my love in your life is greater than any influence of the hate of the enemy. The influence of freedom and release of my spirit in you is greater than any resistance against that. So hold tightly to my promises, but understand it's not what you hold on to that is my will. It's who you are that is my will. So hold on to the bow, because I'm sending you forth as my arrows to fulfill my purpose, a testimony of my love, says God.
What I was getting real strongly is that God still has plan A, that he never had plan B. And sometimes we think, well, this didn't happen, there's plan B. No, there's plan A. He doesn't have a bailout plan. He just because things get tough in the world doesn't mean there's a bailout plan. We are his plan. We are his purpose in the world. And he's equipped us with every tool. Everything we need, he's already put in our hands.
Say come, and I said, well, Lord, I see you come when we say come, and that's just what you do. And he said, well, share it anyway. So he comes, and he comes. Today he was striding toward us with great freedom, and his robes were moving wildly as he strode toward us and into us. And he comes with great joy, and he dances before us and twirls and rejoices over us. And he says, let the enemy stir up a few things that have been there, or some things that are passing through, and let it come to the top, and let me see it, and let the dross come. And he said, I will watch over you as you lay before me, and let the heat come, and let the dross come, and let it go off. He said, I watch over you. I watch over you as things are stirred up, and I watch as the dross goes off, and you become, and who you are, and what I see as you look at me.
Yes, come on. We respond to you, God. You said we're going deeper. You said we're the arrows, God, in the bow serves our promise, serves us. Come on, you said, God, that I sense, God, you're sending, you're bringing a brand new hope and a shift of perspective to look at. Most people would look like at the bow as the more important thing, but God says, look at the arrow. It's more important. And go deeper with me, go deeper with me. I'm coming. Put on the armor. I've called you to fight the fight. I've called you to stand. When you've done everything to stand, stand firm. Come on, there you go. There's a word right there. When you've done everything else in your life to stand, stand firm. You can't make this happen. He's making this happen. When you've done everything in your own power to stand, now stand in my power. Because I'm going to make things happen. I'm going to make things shift. You don't have to do things by your strength. You get to do things by my strength. I'm shifting your perspective. I'm implanting hope in you. It's not hope outside of you. It's hope in you. Christ in you. I put a hope inside of you that's boiling up, that's stirring up. I put a well of life that's springing in front of you. It's springing inside of you. He's stirring it up. He's stirring it up. And he's asking you to partner with him. Partner with me. Partner with me. I want to do something great with your life. I want to do something significant with your life. You're not over. You're just beginning. Come on, you haven't lost. No plan B. It's plan A still. He's stirring up hope. He's stirring up hope in your lives. So we just say yes to you, God. We respond as your children. We respond to the words of life that you have spoken today. And those words are living, active, sharper than a two-edged sword. They're actually bringing things to life within us and cutting away the things that are not of you, God. You're letting those things fall off of our lives right now. We trust you, God. We trust you. This is a season of trusting you. We come to faith, not in conjured up striving, but faith. We know that we know that we know this is who you are. You are a good Father, and you work all things together for good. So we throw that list away and said, well, you didn't work this one out. You didn't work that one out. We throw that list away. We give it to you. You work all things together for good for those who are in Christ Jesus. If it hasn't worked out for good yet, that's because it's not over yet. He works all things out together for good. Come on. Yes, Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. We were singing, "Show us your glory." He's saying, "Don't you look? Don't you see? Look in the mirror. Look in the mirror. Look at my glory manifesting through you. My sons and daughter, that's my glory. You fully alive, that's my glory. You becoming my friend, that's my glory. You letting the stirs of life, the springs of life well up within you, letting your eyes light up with the fire of passion in your eyes, that's my glory. Look in the mirror. That's my glory. You've been asking me, show your glory. I'm going, just look in the mirror. My glory's right in front of me. It's you. It's the ones I'm looking at. I've called you sons and daughters to manifest my love on the earth, to manifest my presence on earth, to manifest my keys, my gifts, my anointing, who I am, manifest me to the planet. You are my glory. Come on. You get to manifest me. I choose to do this with you. I don't want to do this alone. I choose to do it with you. Come on. I hear him saying, take a step of faith in this season. Faith means you don't know what it's supposed to look like and you don't quite understand why yet, but you do. Some part of you does. Some part of you believes. So you take a step of faith. And when you take a step of faith, the things might start to make sense. But it doesn't matter if they make sense. Take a step of faith. Your yes and your step, your bravery, your courage, I'm going to honor those things right now. I'm going to honor your courage. I'm going to honor your bravery. I'm not going to honor you being correct. I'm going to honor your bravery. I'm going to honor your yes. I'm going to honor you taking a step of faith. Watch and see. Watch and see. I'm going to blow through the targets that felt impossible. I'm going to blow through the walls that felt like they were before you, the mountains in front of you. You're going to see me work through your life. It's time. It's time. So just be brave and take a step of faith. You already know what I'm telling you. So now respond. You don't have to get it right. You just need to step out. That's what he's saying in this season. As my dad was sharing about the bow, and he was talking about the resistance in front of you, all I could think of was this demonstration I've seen before. When you feel like you're being stretched, that's because you have to go backwards and you have to feel the tension and stress and pressure before you're released as an arrow. The tension of the bowstring doesn't feel good. It's strong. Some people can't even do it. They have to work up muscles to be able to pull that string. Your life has been in tension. Your life has been under stress. Some of you felt like you went backwards. Well, you feel as an arrow, you feel like you're going backwards before you go forward when you're about to be launched. That tension is me. Even the tension of my promises not coming true, that tension is me. I've drawn you back and I'm about to release you. You needed the tension to go farther. You needed the tension to be able to pierce the target that I put before you. So you can thank me for the tension. You can thank me for the promises going backwards. You can thank me for the suffering that you've endured, because without that tension, you couldn't go what you're about to do. Yes, God, we thank you for the tension. We thank you. We thank you for the tension. We thank you for the promises that didn't feel like they came true. We thank you for them, God. We thank you for them. We let you release us, God. We let you release us. We let you release us.
In that tension, I'm pulling you close to my eye. I'm pulling you to the place where you can see what I see. You can see what I've been looking at all along. So the tension is not just to stretch you, but it's to pull you close to my eye so that you're looking at the right thing. You're looking in the right place. It's there you'll find my grace.
Come on, God. Yes, yes, yes. Come on, we honor you, Jesus. You're so good. We love what you're doing. Yes, come on, give him a hand. Come on, just honor you, Jesus. We're so amazing. We love you, Jesus. We love you. We love what you're saying to us. We accept it as truth, God. We accept it. And we respond as your family. Yes, God. Come on.